Is a cool song, and that is a band called Shoot the Pier, a father-daughter combo of Bill and Ellie Sims out of Jacksonville, Florida, and the song and the CD is called Surf Dance. The band is Shoot the Pier. Let's see, before that we had Surfadelica open the show up off of their new CD called Surf and Not Destroy, and the name of that song was The Limits of Time and Space. Carlos Nishimura of Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Surfadelica. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's a Day at the Beach number 21 is what you're listening to. Thanks for tuning me in and giving this show a listen. I try to do this several times a month anyway. Looking forward to this edition. Haven't played something by the Madeira for a while, so let's get into that. Let's see. I think the song is called Undercurrents. This is a Day at the Beach with your host, Clint Beachwood.
Thank you.
That's a guy by the name of João Urbeta. He's from Brazil. He's a solo artist, at least this time around anyway, from a CD called The LA Sessions. We heard Viva Waimea. Before that, The Concussions with We Should Be Dancing from their Introducing the Concussion CD. The Veritones before that with Verified, and the Madeira before that with Undercurrents. If the Concussion song sounded a lot like Glow Straitjackets, it was because Eddie Angel was guest appearing and played lead guitar on that track. Pete Curry, also Glow Straitjackets, plays the bass on another track on that CD. And I'm getting the impression that Pete is kind of involved here in a lot of things. He plays a bass guitar on one of the Concussion songs, making a guest appearance. The LA Session CD that I just played was recorded at Pete's Pow Wow Fun Room recording studio up in the LA area. And Pete was kind enough to send me an additional copy of this next band I'm going to play, the Pan Americans. I did a little contacting with Pete. I did a little research on the internet, found many, many bands that he has been a part of. Many. And he has also told me that I don't even want to know the number of bands that he has recorded with. But the one he's probably most proud of, and he didn't even mention Straitjackets, but I kind of assume he is because, you know, what can you say about Los Straitjackets? But he went on tour just recently with Dwayne Eddy. So I guess he's quite proud of that. But anyway, so with this extra copy that I'm holding here in my hand, if you could see me right now, I'm holding it right here, Panamanian's debut CD. I've got a copy free for you guys, and I would like to have maybe 10 bands that Pete Curry has been associated with, and not associated, but actually has his name on the credits as being in the band. Alrighty, such as Low Straight Jackets. Okay, there's number one. The Pan Americans, which I'm going to play next, there's number two. So there's a head start, so come up with eight more. And the first one that sends me an email with a list of 10 bands that Pete's been a part of, I'll send you a copy of this CD. Alright, so let's get into it. The song is called American Izada by the Pan Americans. It's a day at the beach. Thank you. band that never was. Those are the Moby Dicks with Island of No Return. The Moby Dicks recorded a few songs, never put out a CD, never played a live gig. Kind of sad, isn't it? Such a great song. Anyway, the Moby Dicks consisted of Bill McGlynn on guitar, Billy Scanlon on guitar, Adrian Anthony on drums, and Jeff Big Tiki Dude Hansen on bass guitar. Those were the Moby Dicks. The Mobsmen before that with Tendil Borstel Twist from their Scalariat Syndicate CD. Pavlov's Woody from their new CD, Castaway Motel. We heard Apocalypso. And the Pan Americans with American Izada from that self-titled CD. You're listening to podcast number 21 of A Day at the Beach. I am happy to say. Again, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Rickshaw Records for providing the web space for these podcasts. Muchas gracias, Señor Rick Wilkinson. All the way from Iceland is Bird Rocket. This is what he sounds like. Check it out.
Thank you.
From Nova Scotia, Canada. That's Mr. Mumps, Inky, and Crash Flag, also known as the Urban Surf Kings. And that's from their Surf versus the Wild, Surf versus the Flying Saucers CD. and Not of This Earth was the name of the song. Before that, we heard the Taikonauts out of France with Panic in Pink City. From their new CD, Surf Music from Outer Space, the Spice Tones. Before that, another new CD. The song is called First of Many Last, self-titled CD by the Spy Tones. And Burt Rocket from his Savage Iceland CD, we heard Mexican Meltdown. Well, here we are at the end of January. I'm sure many of you have, perhaps even myself, made some kind of a goal or New Year's resolution to do something to improve our lives. And losing weight has always been on a lot of people's list. If it's just a few pounds or quite a few, it doesn't matter. But some of you have been successful, and I congratulate you. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
my goal from the very beginning and will continue to be to bring you the finest and widest variety of instrumental surf music. Those are the jazzy surf sounds of the Sea Turtles with In There. No, it's not. It's In Here. From their Head Above Water CD, the Sea Turtles. The Red Planets before that with Tolling for Whom. From Chases Leads to Crashes, the Volcanoes with Bikini Sunrise from their Surfquake CD. That one's going back a few years, probably, what, 7 or 8 years maybe for the Volcanoes. And that's that for that set. And then I'm just about to wrap things up here. So thanks so much once again for tuning in and listening to podcast number 21 of A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint. You can reach me via email at beachwood@san.rr.com. If you want to be on the playlist notification list, if you have any questions or anything else, let me know. And I will be back in about a week or so, maybe sooner than a week this time around, because I am going on a little bit of a vacation coming at the end of this next week. So maybe I'll try to get another podcast out before I take off for a little while. All right. I'm going to leave you with something that will have your toe tapping. All right. A little something by the Surfites called Space Coach from their Escapades in Space CD. Once again, my name's Clint. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.